If someone were to ask you, what's the role of the Holy Spirit in your life, what would you say? The Holy Spirit's work in you and me didn't end with the receiving of the sacrament of confirmation. That's a point I'd like to get through to my confirmation students. In fact, he's always drawing us into a deeper relationship with himself, with the Father, and with the Son. Here to reflect more on the power and action of the Holy Spirit within us is Alicia Hartle, the Executive Director of Pentecost Today USA. Alicia, welcome to Practicing Catholic.
Thank you. It's a joy to be with you.
Thank you. And first, you know, our listeners might not be familiar with Pentecost Today, but I'm betting they might know about the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Office. There's a connection there, right?
There is. Yes, the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Office recently invited Pentecost Today USA, so formerly known as the National Service Committee of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal in the U.S., we recently adopted a new name, Pentecost Today USA. We were invited to come and to host a conference on praise and worship with the office there. So we are the national, Pentecost Today is the national resource that supports renewal centers, prayer groups, covenant communities, ministries, authors, who all were born out of this grace of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal.
Wonderful. What's the overall mission of Pentecost Today USA?
We recently adopted a new mission, and it's a continuation of the mission that we've had for over 50 years in serving the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. And that new mission came out of what is called the Charis Commission. So our mission is to bring baptism in the Holy Spirit to the whole church, to build unity in the body of Christ, and to serve the poor both spiritually and physically. And so essentially that is bringing this grace of the personal experience of Pentecost and relationship with the Holy Spirit to the whole church.
Nice. Very good. So I started off talking about the Holy Spirit's role in our lives. What would you say to that? What is the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives as practicing Catholics?
You know, we can see in the Catechism this beautiful and profound statement of the mission of the Spirit is very primarily adoption in uniting us, the children of God, to Christ and making us alive in Him. So the Spirit is the giver of life and in a very personal way. So for us in our everyday lives, we think, well, how... How does that play out? And we see these different descriptions of the Holy Spirit in Scripture, presenting the Holy Spirit as our helper, as our consoler, as our advocate, as our teacher, as our healer. But ultimately, on the day of Pentecost, we see that moment of the disciples, the followers of Jesus who know Him, they've walked with Him, but they're in fear and hiding, and that at that moment of Pentecost, they're moved from fear and hiding to going out as missionaries and martyrs. And so we see that in a very personal way in our own lives. The Holy Spirit equips us with the power and the presence made manifest in our own lives.
And that's one of the things I got to say. I talked before about wanting to get points across to my confirmation students. One of the things that I like to pound home with them is that confirmation, this is right in the Catechism, the confirmation is our own personal experience of Pentecost. I mean, it is the things we read about in Acts chapter 2, we see that coming to bear in us when we receive the sacrament of confirmation. And now it sounds to me like this upcoming conference that you have putting on Jesus, the Glory of God, that's coming up on April 23rd, it's going to be about helping people engage in that, to learn more about it and to live it out more to the full. Am I right about that?
Yes, that is correct.
So tell us more about that conference.
Yeah, so this conference it's a one-day conference, but it will be a time of really entering into what does it mean to praise Jesus. So it is the first Saturday of Easter, so this beautiful moment of learning about what it is to praise Jesus, how it praising Jesus and this gift and grace of praise actually opens our hearts and minds to receive the Holy Spirit. It gives us the grace of understanding the kingdom of heaven at hand in our hearts within us. it we'll take a look and we'll walk through just, you know, what does this mean to me in my relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? What does it mean to pray in unity, so to pray in the Spirit? And then looking at praise as being really spiritual dynamite. The Holy Spirit comes and inhabits our praise, as we see in Psalm 22:3. And so this is a moment anytime we're facing a battle in our lives, or a difficulty or even sin that we're struggling with, we can face that with praise, which really confounds and defeats the enemy, typically a spiritual enemy that we're facing in our walk, and often made manifest in our daily lives. So it will be very interactive, and it will be a time of looking at not only what, how does, you know, what are expressions of praise and how do we embrace those expressions of praise, but also very much looking at the theological foundation in the catechism and in scripture.
Wonderful. Very good. So you are one of two speakers lined up for the event, according to the website, and it looks to me like the other speaker shares a last name with yourself. Any relation there?
Yes, yes. Father Levi Hartle is my brother. Nice. And so it's a great joy to be able to serve and host this conference with the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good.
Yes. So he actually, he's a founder of a ministry called Praise Nation, and has had a zeal very much since his, I would say, high school days to bring the grace of praise and worship into parishes and into the Diocese of Pittsburgh.
Mm, wonderful. And it sounds like there's a lot of stuff in store here, but who is this conference for? Who should attend this conference, Alicia?
Yes, so this conference is primarily for renewal leaders, so those who have been serving as prayer group leaders. But there are many in the church who maybe aren't aware of the grace of praise and worship, or maybe want to have a deeper understanding of that. And so it's really open to anyone who's interested in learning more about the gifts of praise and worship. I think a lot of times we have this deep understanding and awareness of the sanctifying gifts, which complete and perfect the virtues, but we don't always see that there's so much more. And when we enter into praise and worship, there's really this gift and grace of the Holy Spirit making manifest the charisms of the Holy Spirit.
Right. Well, let's talk about that. That's one of my favorite topics, too. What are we talking about when we're talking about the charisms of the Holy Spirit?
Hmm. Yeah, so, you know, there often we see human talents or our natural gifts and talents. Often we see the Holy Spirit building on what is already there, so maybe a gift of teaching or a gift of hospitality. But the charisms are explained by St. Paul in his letter to the Corinthians, and there are many other charisms, but if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, there's a beautiful summary of gifts of wisdom, knowledge, gifts of healing and faith, gifts of discernment of spirits, gifts of tongues. So there are beautiful gifts, and the Catechism kind of unpacks these are graces of the Holy Spirit, which build up and benefit the church. So they're used in service for the building up of the body of Christ.
Mm. That's, yeah, exactly, and that's one of the things that I'm very passionate about seeing that happen as well in here in our local church, as well as in other places, of course. And I'm just curious, though, one thing I find as I'm teaching about these is that not every Catholic knows about them. Not every Catholic has really ever heard about some of the teaching about these gifts, these charisms that are given for our role in Christ's mission to the world. And so, could this conference be a place for people to find out more about that if they're not really aware of what these charisms are?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think there's a beautiful gift and just looking at the work of the Holy Spirit over time and in history, and seeing among Christians in the Acts of the Apostles, in the early church, the charism and the charismatic gifts were something that were, these gifts were anticipated, they were expected, as the gift of being baptized was received. So if you look at Hilary or some of the other early church fathers, there's a lot of even formation to prepare people to receive and to understand the gift. So that will be part of this conference. And, you know, there's this understanding that we can come into. And, you know, I can share personally, I had grown up in a family that deeply lived life in the Spirit and embraced the charismatic gifts, but it wasn't until I met a charismatic seminarian from Columbia that I understood more of the hierarchical, the theological understanding of the charisms, and that this is something for everyone, and this is something that the Holy Spirit really allows us to see what we were made for in our vocation and in our ministry in the church. So, yes, absolutely. We will be touching on that gift and that grace. It's often referred to as baptism in the Holy Spirit. So this moment of receiving the Holy Spirit, that is a personal experience of what occurred at Pentecost.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, I think just for clarity's sake here, and we're talking about praise and worship, but I want to hear you talking about these sorts of things, the theological foundations of exploring praise and worship being a vehicle in which to center, as your website says, center on a relationship in which the creator of the universe pursues his creation, seeks after me, dwells in me, inhabits my praise, chooses to be with me. So when we talk, when we use the term praise and worship, we're not simply talking about, say, a specific style of music, is what I'm getting from you. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, okay. So what? How would you define, when we're talking about praise and worship, how would you define the subject matter that you're going to be covering at the Jesus, the Glory of God conference?
So the description is really beautiful because it kind of shares the different attributes of praise, but praise ultimately is a form of prayer. So we see, you know, prayer is the raising of one's mind and heart to God, and we see humility as the foundation for prayer, but ultimately it is the Holy Spirit who is anointing and permeating us and the interior master of prayer. You know, we see this in the catechism, so we will be kind of talking about the different forms of praise, the different expressions. And so that expression of praise can sometimes be in silence. It can be in music. Ultimately, it is in the sacrifice of Mass. But we'll talk about expressing praise through just verbally expressing praise, singing praise. We will also have just a time of inviting people into music as praise, and kind of essentially enter into a time. So we'll have a time of teaching and then enter into a time that will be a workshop where everyone who is present is invited into what we would call a prayer meeting. And so oftentimes in a prayer meeting, you see this intentional openness and invitation for the Holy Spirit to come and to conduct the prayer. And in that time of the prayer meeting, there's often a time of the Holy Spirit giving charisms, giving gifts. There's often a time of revelation of the Father speaking over individuals who are present or even the entire body in unity. So the conference is a time not only to kind of workshop and have this time of teaching, but also a time of entering into that moment of what we would call a prayer meeting.
Yeah, learning and experience together, which is fantastic. So, Alicia, I'm afraid we're at the end of our time, but I do want to ask you, where can people find out more about this conference and register?
Absolutely. So they can visit the ccro-msp.org. Let me give you our email, or our website as well. So PentecostTodayUSA.org. That's
yes.
PentecostTodayUSA.org, and right. they can visit events to find out more information.
Very good. Well, Alicia, so grateful that you could join us today. Thank you for being with us, and God bless you in this conference.
It was a great joy to be with you. God bless you.
For more information, again, visit ccro-msp.org, and you can find out more about the conference there and register online. It's going to be at Guardian Angels on April 23rd, Guardian Angels in Oakdale. The Easter Triduum is drawing near, and for one particular group of people, this will be a weekend to remember forever. Misha Johnson joins us right after this.